Now, Danny, every Thursday our Facebook feature is the same thing, and there's a reason for that. It's called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down Thursday. And I don't know whether you recollect, many moons ago in this town, there was a free newspaper delivered on a Thursday, and it was called the Ballarat News.
Okay.
And everyone, once their Ballarat News was delivered, like people used to stand in their driveways waiting for it to come. They'd flip through about three quarters of the way through because there used to be a section called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. And everyone wanted to read it.
Okay.
In particular, the thumbs down. Or who's in the naughty corner this week?
So it was about people in particular?
Well, or people, places,
restaurants,
anything like that.
Yeah, right.
And some time ago, I resurrected Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down Thursday, and we've made it a Facebook feature.
I'm sure the community thanks you.
Ever since.
Yep.
Well, the community probably does thank me because nowadays you can jump onto social media and just see what everyone's going on about, you know, because everyone loves a bit of backyard gossip, don't they? We do ask, though, that when you're writing your words into Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down Thursday, that you choose them carefully, choose them wisely. The last thing you want is your comment being deleted or indeed, if you go way too far, you being banned from our page. So they're the couple of requirements when it comes to making a thumbs up, thumbs down comment. I'd like to say thumbs up to you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you've been here, you arrived on Monday morning, it's now Thursday, and you seamlessly have slipped into the 3BA way of life. And I think you've done fantastically well, and you're a welcome addition to our little family here. So
thank you very
thumbs
much.
Up to you.
I appreciate that, PT. Yes, I saw you when I walked in yesterday and already had the 3BA jacket on. And you said, oh, that's a nice little feature you've got there. Where'd you get your hands on that? I was like, well, I've slipped in seamlessly.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
It exactly is.
Thumbs down to the jacket, though, because I don't have one yet. Anyway, John says thumbs up to the young girl at Checkers Chippery the other day. Crazy busy, still greeted and served us with a smile and great customer service. Well done. We love that.
Is this a place I need to check out, Checkers Chippery?
Well, yes, I think so.
Okay,
I think so. Yeah, I've checked it out before. Mm. And, you know, if you don't care about the waistline, just rock in there with the chips, cheese and gravy.
Excellent.
Yum, yum, yum. Lincoln, on the other hand, thumbs down to the Ballarat City Council and those who decided, and I've had to clean this up a little bit, those who decided to revamp Sturt Street. You people have destroyed the city. No wonder. No one wants to go into the centre of town anymore. And there it is. We do encourage both, either the up or the down. Alison says thumbs down to the Revenue Department Social Club for a speeding and a parking fine on the same day. Mm. Cheers. Well, do you know what, Alison? It's your right foot and you control it.
Kind of seems like that's on her.
And, Alison, you also control the parking app that you have on your phone or walking to one of the parking stations to enter your details. So,
it's the invention of parking apps.
Sorry, Alison, I can't send you any love on that one. Thumbs up, thumbs down Thursday, facebook.com/radio3BA.